Welcome everybody, Shir number 1028, getting back to our Hilchos Brachos. Okay, so an interesting question comes up. What about Rosh Hashanah by night? And now we're learning, of course, we're learning about Kedima B'Brachos, what Bracha comes first, right, in various different situations. And a situation which comes up all the time is basically the Rosh Hashanah by night. Right, we have various different peras. We have an apple, we have a pomegranate, we have whatever, we have a tamar, right? So we have various different things, the date and so on. So the question is now, there's two things. Many of us know that, oh, first you make the apple, dip the apple in the honey, right? There's a famous song the kids sing, dip the apple in the honey and so on. So we dip the apple in the honey, we make a bar priya eight, and we cover the other fruits. So now the question is, is that something specifically done on Rosh Hashanah by night, in that order whereby the apple comes first? Because let's say, what's the halach? If I sit down on a Monday, Tuesday, right, during the week, I'll sit down and I have an apple over there, and I have a pomegranate, and I have a date, right, and so on. So what bracha? And I'm going to eat it all at one time in the same sitting. I'm eating some fruits, fine, it's all in front of me, but I have to make a bar priya eitz. And what should I make the bar priya eitz on? Should I make the bar priya eitz on the apple? The answer is no. You have to make the bar priya eitz on one of the shivas aminim, right? You have to take, depending on what you have over there. You could have a fig, you could have a date, depending on what you have. We spoke about last time from, right, we quoted the Mishnah Berurah that first comes an olive, right, in conjunction with the pasuk two times eris. We spoke about that. Then you have, then comes the date, then comes the grapes, right, and then the fig, and the pomegranate last. But those are from the shivas aminim, and that will come before. So if you have any one of those fruits in front of you that you're going to be eating now, also, that's the bracha you would make the haetz on that. And the apple that you're eating, let's say I'm eating an apple at the same time, would be covered with the haetz. If it's in front of you, if it's not in front of you, say you have it in mind. Okay, fine. But you have to make the bracha on the one of the shivas aminim, which we just quoted, right, from the pasuk. So what do we do Rosh Hashanah by night? With the interesting, many of us, we know, that make the bar priyetz first on the apple and dip it in honey and whatever has to be done. So now, and then we go ahead and eat all the simonim, right? Various different simonim, with some of them are the shivas aminim. Or should we say no? What are you doing? First you make the bracha on the date. First you make the bracha on the right, which will come, the date we just said comes before the pomegranate. So I'll make the bracha on the pomegranate first, maybe. So how do we look at this? Okay, so Lemaisa Reb Shlomo Zalman Orbach Zechzadik Levrach Taka holds that the tamar, the date, let's say I say, right, Rosh Hashanah by night, one of the things we have is tamar, the date. You have rimon, you have the pomegranate, you have the apple. So it says, Taka says, Rosh Hashanah is almond, that the tamar comes first, the date comes first, that you make the ha'etz on the tamar, right? And you have in mind that, and everything is covered. The apple, right, you have in mind, or it's in front of you. So even if it's always best to have in mind everything. That's the best. But if it's in front of you, it's also covered. You have the apple, you have, right, you have the pomegranate and so on, but you make the bracha on the tamar. So that's how Reb Shlomo Zalman held, and that's how many people do. So, excuse me. So still there are others who the Kaf HaChaim actually brings down Al Pi Kabbalah that Rosh Hashanah by night is different because it's a special situation, special siman tov. As they say, as we know, dipping the apple in the honey, it's mamash a special siman toif. So therefore, in this situation, it's different. In Rosh Hashanah by night, we're going to say, I'll pick a bullock to do first the apple. In other words, you're making the ha'etz on the apple, and of course, you have to have in mind, you have to make sure to have in mind, we'll talk about that, that's a separate situation, but you want to make sure to have in mind the pomegranate and the date and so on, and all the items that are ha'etz, you want to have it in mind. It does get complicated in halacha, which we'll see all the time, that if you make a bracha by mistake, let's say during the week I'll make a bracha on the apple, and I don't have in mind the pomegranate that I'm going to eat, that becomes a problem, which we're going to talk about how that works. So very, very important to have everything in mind all the time. The Rama says this two different times that I'm aware of. So that's an extremely important thing all the time. But this is a main issue, that if something is on a higher level and you don't have it in mind, like I make the bracha on the apple, let's say during the week, and I don't have in mind the pomegranate or the date, it, even b'dieved, it gets complicated. Okay, we're going to rely possibly on the Rambam, Chaviv, that it's more precious to you right now, but it's very, it becomes problematic. So the best thing, one should be careful to have it all in mind. So that's the bottom line. We'll discuss next year. There is still a third shita, but Lamaisa, what do we have so far? That we have that Rav Shlomo Zalman says no, that you make the bracha on the apple like it should be. Rav Shlomo Zalman says you make the bracha on the date, on the tamar. That's the order that comes first, and you have in mind the pomegranate and the apple, or if it's in front of you, it's on, they're all on a lower level anyways. So that's automatically going to be covered. But still others say, I'll pick up bala. No, that poshet, the night of Rosh Hashanah, we flip it and we do first the apple dipped in honey. Okay, we'll continue next year. Thank you for listening. Atzlochem, bracha, kol tov.